Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast with one of your hosts, Wrestling Chris G, myself. And on the other line with me today is my good old buddy who changes with the times. And that's podcast term, everybody. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie man, how you doing?
I'm afraid of change.
You know how many changes we've gone through podcast-wise in these 6 years, bro?
I can't believe it's been 6 years.
Me either. Actually, it should have. No, yeah, it's been 6 years. Because, yeah, we started in 2015. Yeah, 6 years, bro. Jesus Christ. Holy fuckballs. But we got a great episode today. This is the 37th episode of our illustrious podcast. I almost didn't get that word out. But, it's called Ditto's Mysterious Mansion, or translated from Japan, Metamon and the Copycat Girl. So, Dougie Man.
Yeah, I'll take the English on that one.
The American version.
Yeah.
It's not the English version.
Well, I suppose they're all English.
Our UK fans would be really upset, but I'm just busting. I'm busting your balls. But yeah, this is a really good episode. It's the episode prior to our big show next week, which I'm hoping that a lot of people listen to, because I want to know the intrigue of people that have not seen that episode.
Yeah, I mean, that is kind of interesting. It's like, you know, and I don't listen to a lot of other, like, Pokemon podcasts. So, like, I don't know if these episodes get skipped because they're not as easy to track down in America.
Well, the Pokemon podcasts that I listen to have not. And the biggest one that I listen to is Gotta Watch Them All, and I'm a big fan of theirs. Kind of gave me the idea of digging into this, but putting a different spin on it, only because they don't go into the lost episodes. So I think that's kind of our take. Like, we will dig into every single freaking episode that there is.
And, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I said, oh, they're not as easily available. I mean, I just did a quick Google search to find the one that we're watching next week. Because, yes. I mean, they're out there.
And that's a good episode.
It's not bad.
No, not bad at all. I wish they would have reanimated the episode, but like you said, off air, who has time for that?
No, especially because you pointed a few things out to me, and I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but, all right, Doug. So this week, this episode aired December 9th, 1997 in Japan. And here in the States, it aired October 26th, 1998. And every single week, if you're new to this podcast, we go back on the US date, unless there's something big and controversial that's happened, which we flagged over to Japan's date a few times. But this week, I believe you are going first, because mine happened in 1984. Did yours happen beforehand, Doug?
Mine happened in 1996, so...
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm actually going first again. Look at that.
After I realized I was looking at the wrong date before.
So I got a twofer. I went first last week and this week. All right. High five, Doug.
Yeah, well, just don't get ahead of yourself, because now I'm just going to go fucking to, like, 1890.
But on this day, October 26th in 1984, was the film release date of The Terminator. I'll be back. Great movie. There's been multiple spinoffs, sequels, TV shows, whatnot, just off of this one movie. So I just want to throw my hat off. I'm not going to dwell too far into it because a lot of you already know what the Terminator is with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So great movie. I mean, do you have anything that you want to add to that?
No, I mean, you mentioned the sequels, and one of the last movies that I went to a movie theater to see, we saw Terminator Genesis at one of them Dine and Watch theaters.
Oh, really?
A group of friends and I.
Oh, nice, Doug. It was that was a good movie, and especially for a dine and watch. I mean, that's kind of the way to go if you're going to go to a movie these days. I mean, I like my AMCs and stuff, but sitting in those chairs with the speakers right around you and getting food brought over to you, you can't beat that.
No, absolutely not.
So, and hopefully, it seems like things and we're recording this March 3rd, 2021. You're probably like, wait a minute, didn't you just say last week that you're recording this, saying that, yeah, we ran a little late, so we're doing this on our regular recording day on a Tuesday. So
what day is it?
Wednesday. today is a Wednesday, March 3rd. Wow. Yeah, you can see time just flies. Coronavirus, it's a bitch.
I'm like, he got the date right.
Yeah, coronavirus, it's a bitch. But it seems like we're getting back to some type of normalcy as the days go on. People are getting vaccinated, whether you agree with it or not. And it seems like, I mean, fucking Florida. Was it? Florida, Wyoming, and
let's not. Talk about Florida, because they haven't exactly been shining.
They haven't, but Wyoming, I think it's Florida, Wyoming, and Texas are officially like done with their mask ordinance. Like,
which isn't fucking great.
No,
because just because you say it's time to open Texas back up, like we were just on here. Just last week, we were on here sending well wishes to the people in Texas because we hadn't been on during the whole
pandemic. Or not pandemic. The
whole ice shit.
Yeah.
And the snow shit. And we were saying, you know, keep your head up and all this shit. And now we're on here saying, what the fuck are they doing?
I have no fucking idea what they're doing.
I saw Texas and Mississippi.
Okay.
Said fuck masks.
Yeah. Okay. You said Texas. Well, Florida's in that boat too.
Well, Florida hadn't been doing it since the beginning. That's why wrestling is still in Florida.
Yes. Good old Vince McMahon. Well, we could put fans in seats, put asses in all of these seats. We're gonna have 30,000 fans. WrestleMania. But I can't really talk because I was gonna say
I don't think you can be talking shit.
Yeah, I can't really be talking because I actually talked my wife into going to wrestle. Well, the reason you want to know a funny story real quick as to how I got my wife to say yes, because my wife, as you know her personally, is like full on, like, stay away from me if you're sick and all this, and like sanitizing our house, and our house has never smelled so clean. But the way I got her is because a news report came out from Wrestling Observer saying that they're going to put us in pods at WrestleMania in the stadium.
Like, and this is another dumb question. I've already gotten laughed at once for a dumb question today. Like, physical pods, or are they just going to say, okay, y'all are a group, y'all have to fucking be together at all times?
Yes. So we're a group. And we got to be sitting together and all of that, and no moving, nobody in front or behind us. Like, we have our own section and pod.
Gotcha. Do you know how much you're paying? I mean, and you may or may not want to disclose this on the fucking.
No, because tickets have not gone on sale yet.
And I didn't think so.
And that's going to be the determining factor whether we actually go or not. Because we have enough in airfare credit that we didn't use from last year's WrestleMania to fly out there absolutely free. But I'm guessing the tickets, if the tickets are $300 and less, if I could snag one for $300 or less online, and they're not doing a whole first come first serve at the stadium, because I'm not doing that.
No.
Yeah, I'm not flying all the way out to Florida just on a what?
On a chance?
On a chance that I'm going to get in, especially they're doing a two-nighter. Yeah.
Right, right. If you can get a decent price point for a package.
For real. So that's going to be the determining factor as to whether we're actually going or not. I mean, I did talk my wife into it, but we'll see what happens.
It sounds like you might have just cleared the initial hurdle. You know, you sit there and go, well, it's $500 for both nights.
Well, let's put it this way. She said, no matter what, we can go next year in Texas. So I was like, all right, cool. Awesome. Texas. Wait a minute. Hold on. Texas. No mask ordinance. No.
Yeah, I've got PTSD from Texas. Y'all can have that one, I think.
So
unless something crazy is going on a year from now, and I'm like, I've fucking got it. It's fucking gonna be Kenny Omega versus Triple H. Like, fuck it, I got it. You know.
I gotta go. Fucking Kenny Omega. Fucking
that match is gonna go the whole night. You know?
Pedigree and just super kicks.
But Triple H, the first man to kick out of the One Winged Angel.
And Kenny Omega looks over at him. Is like, one.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Kenny Omega.
Kenny freezes all the way out.
Kenny Omega gets fucking pedigreed, and the ref goes down for the one, and just Kenny Omega just kicks right out.
Kenny Omega just says, I saw what the Ultimate Warrior did, and just says, fuck it. Just doesn't even go all the way down.
So yeah. I know this isn't a wrestling podcast, but I just wanted to throw that out there that, yeah, the shit's going down. No more mask ordinance or any of that shit. And that I might be going to WrestleMania. I've crossed the first hurdle. Let's see if I can cross that next one.
Well, just as long as they don't jack up the price on you.
Well, hell yeah. That too. And if I can get it online. So what's your date in the 90s, Doug?
Yes. So on this date, in 1996... the Florida Marlins defeat the Cleveland Indians. I said 96. I meant 97.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
They were Florida at the time. The Florida Marlins defeat the Cleveland Indians to win their first World Series in franchise history. They were relatively fresh in the league. They had a bunch of young players. They kind of immediately started trading players like in the off season, and then they were bad. And then they basically fell into the same situation in 2003 where they're like, oh, I guess we just accidentally won another World Series, and then they did another sell off, and they've kind of been bad ever since.
Way to round it off, Doug. So, all right. Well, good note, Doug. So it looks like it's about that time to get on into our episode. Are you ready, my brother?
I think so.
If I could even talk, because, I mean, this is a podcast and we're not doing video yet. So, I mean, I can only put this face on so many different things. I got to take one thing down in order to put my face on it.
Well, and you got to warn the people, and we got to have enough time to warn people. And
What the fuck do I got to warn people for, Doug?
Well, I mean,
I got a moneymaker.
You can't just be scaring the little children.
And the children shouldn't be listening to this. Well. So,
what did you say a while back? You said, nah, fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them kids. To the Pokemon stuff at McDonald's. All right. But, all right.
Had my first Shamrock Shake the other day.
Oh. How'd you like it?
Well, I mean, it's a fucking Shamrock Shake.
Well, yeah, but It's fucking delicious, isn't it?
It's fucking heaven in a cup is what it is.
What took you so long? Wait a minute. You used to make fun of me for getting that drink.
Never.
Oh, bullshit.
No, I make fun of you and your Starbucks order. I would never talk shit on a man about a Shamrock Shake.
Well, yeah, now.
I would never.
I'm just giving them shit, guys.
Check the fucking text. You actually yelled at me once because we were doing a podcast and I had one. And you know, a milkshake, you get down to the bottom and you know, it's fucking. Really?
I was like, really? You got to slurp it? You got to slurp it right now?
I was like, fuck, I'm going to get every last drop of that motherfucker. And I did.
You did. So, all right. So, you ready to get on into our Ditto episode?
Yup.
Before we transform into another podcast, Digimon. It's a real thing.
I've been threatening it for weeks.
So, all right. Let's go ahead and dive on in. So we start this episode just like any other episode. The trio is walking from last week's adventure.
Correct.
And then out of nowhere, it starts to rain. And it came out of nowhere, and then they're getting shitted on. They're getting poured on.
And big old downpour.
Yes. So they see a house off in the distance. They're like, oh my gosh, let's just go there. And Ash is like, well, I'm not going to be picky. I'm going to go up to this door. And then that's when we get our title screen for the episode. Doug, you want to take it from here?
So they bust in and they can see a big stage with a sign that says Imite House. And, you know, they don't see anybody. And, you know, we've had enough episodes by now that we know when they walk into some place and they don't see anybody, it's not just going to be a regular, oh, the house owner was just in the bathroom. And so they're looking around and all of a sudden they turn around and they see
two Pikachus.
Well, I should say another peak because they knew there was one there, obviously.
Yes.
And, you know.
And fucking Misty picks up the other Pikachu, and the Pikachu has no eyes. Well, it has eyes, but the eyes are like beanie tiny.
Just little dots.
Yeah.
And Ash is like, well, it's a new breed of Pikachu. I'm gonna catch it because that's what I do. I wear a hat and I throw Pokeballs. And
let's not gloss over the fact that Misty looked at this Pikachu and dropped the Pikachu because she's like,
I did make a note of the fact that she did drop it. I kind of figured it'd be all right based on what it is.
She fucking dropped the damn Pikachu. Like, what is that? And just meh.
So yeah, and Ash goes into battle mode, and just knowing where I am in the episode, I just hit a good Brock line that I'm gonna have to go into in like 2 minutes. Ash goes into semi battle mode, and he sends Pikachu out for a Thundershock, and he throws a Pokeball as the attack is still taking effect, and another Pokeball comes out of nowhere
and fucking nails it
and knocks it out. Yeah. And they look in the shadows and they see
another person dressed just like Ash.
Dressed like Ash. And Ash is like, what the fuck's going on here?
And Brock is like, that's a woman. Or no, that's a girl. And Missy's like, how can you tell? He's like, men's intuition.
And that's not even the best one. The best one's still to come. Because remember last week, as we were wrapping up the episode, I said, Brock's in trouble. Well, Brock's about to start being in trouble.
Yes.
So this figure walks up and Ash is like, what the fuck's going on here? And he's like, I'm Ash Ketchum. And she goes, I'm Ash Ketchum. And she picks her head up and like Brock said, we can clearly see it's a girl. And he goes, you're dressed like me? And we're going, all right, Ash, no shit. And then this is where Brock has his first whopper. And she goes, might be a little young for me. Go, oh, my God. This episode's canceled.
Facts. So, all right. Let me see. She may be a little young for me. And Missy's like, you're sad.
Yeah, you're sad. I'm going, that's a word for it.
So it's at this point they all look down at the Pikachu. And the Pikachu starts shining very, very bright as if it's about to evolve. But it doesn't evolve. It transforms into a Ditto.
So, you know, Ash brings out Dexter, which I don't necessarily fault him for this instance, because if a shape-shifting pink blob is sitting in front of me, I'm going to figure out as much information as I can about it.
Yeah. And Dexter was basically straight to the point. He said, this is a transforming Pokemon. It is able to rearrange the cells of its body to assume any form. So, I mean, that's... And its only attack is transform.
Which is misleading.
It is, because when in the fucking video game, when it transforms, it gets every single attack that the opponent has.
And we're about to see that, you know, in the episode. Because Ash is kind of sitting there going, all right, so it can transform. You know, BFD. And so he throws out Bulbasaur. And I thought it was kind of funny. Dublika does Ash's hat turn. I was like, that's funny. And then, you know, so Ash calls out Bulbasaur. And then, you know, obviously Ditto shifts into Bulbasaur with the dot eyes. And
I'm going to stop you there real quick. We didn't even acknowledge, and I'm just now noticing this as we're going over. But Dublika, do you see in her name that her name is basically duplicate?
Oh yeah.
So I just want to throw that out there for any Pokemon fans that are watching this episode. Dublika is actually spelled out almost like duplicate without the T-E. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I hadn't seen it spelled. I mean, obviously, I caught on to what they were trying to do, but I hadn't seen it spelled.
Yeah, so just a nice play on words in this episode. Duplicate, as in, like, when you're battling Ditto, you're battling yourself, and I don't know. It's just fancy writing. So I just want to throw that out there. But all right, Doug, go ahead back on into the battle.
So... we have dueling Bulbasaurs, and Ash calls his Bulbasaur to do Razor Leaf, and Dublika tells Ditto to do Vine Whip, and Ditto's Vine Whip basically cuts through the Razor Leaf and grabs and picks up Bulbasaur.
And fucking wails him down on the ground.
Well... no, it was just a vice grip. And then it is kind of bullshit because Ash gives up and then Dublika does just drop him. So that is kind of bullshit.
Yeah. So, and then we go straight from that into the clothes changing room where.
Which is a little weird, isn't it?
It is, because not only did this girl have a full, like, acting like changing room, but she's changing clothes like left and right, like with the blink of an eye, and she transformed into Nurse Joy, and then she transformed into Officer Jenny, and Brock has a line.
Like I say, Brock is canceled.
Because Missy's like, great imitation. And Brock's like, very good, but she doesn't capture the more adult charm. Like, whoa, Brock. Brock, shut the fuck up.
Brock's going to get me Pikachu'd. You know?
Is it because she doesn't have breasts?
I don't know. Like, Brock, we've established Brock's only 15, you know, so, I mean, I understand, you know, he's probably, you know, real horned up, but God damn it, you know.
Like, Brock, calm yourself, man. But,
and then, you know, then she does turn into Misty, and...
That was kind of creepy right there.
That was kind of creepy.
Just throwing that out there. So, when she turned into Misty, because... she can't change her eyebrows.
And right.
And those fucking eyebrows are just, they're just bushy. Like,
bushy.
Those are some bushy fucking eyebrows. But she turned into Misty, and Ash is just looking out the window, looking all sorts of defeated.
Yeah, because he's still, you know, turning over the battle in his head. He's like, how does a genuine Bulbasaur
lose to a fake?
And then Brock kind of is like, well, think about it. Why do you think that Dublika told Ditto to use Vine Whip instead of match your Razor Leaf? She knows what Pokemon's attacks work better in what situation. And she's like, Brock's like, she has to be studying this stuff, like, almost at a constant basis.
Yes. So it goes straight from that, and Dublika comes over and she goes, yes, it's just imitation. And then Misty's like, yeah, it looks like you've got another rival on your hands, Ash.
And then she's like, nah. I'm not really focused on being a trainer. I want to be a what does she call herself?
A Ditto, the greatest Ditto master.
The greatest Ditto master, of course. What else would she call herself? I'm not working with the captions, you know.
I get you. But she says, she's like, you got it. I want to be a big star. And what she wants to do is basically she wants to turn her home. And then she goes into like an imaginary sequence of her with a big old audience, and she's coming out with her Ditto. But it's at this point when she walks out onto that stage in this like frame that you can clearly tell that this is a little girl.
Yeah.
Like it's funny because you said Brock is in some trouble. Like, Brock, yo, I mean, she looks younger than Ash.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she wants to be a big, huge star. She wants Ditto to transform into any Pokemon that it can transform into. But the only problem that we're running into is Ditto's transformation is almost perfect, but it can't get the eyes down.
And then, as she says, you know, he has trouble doing faces. This one kind of hurt a little bit. Because she said he has trouble doing faces, and she turns to Ditto, and Ditto kind of melts. And I was like, oh.
Because he's
hurt.
Because
he knows, and it's like, what, he's trying.
He's just a glob.
And he, you know, he just can't do it. And like, that's the one thing he can't do. He can get all the attacks in the world. And which kind of makes the big revelation in this episode kind of bullshit, just the way it comes about, but we'll get to that in a couple minutes.
All right, so let's see. As we transform... Oh, so what is an episode of Pokemon so far without Team Rocket?
It's about halfway over at this point.
I know. So we go straight from them talking about Ditto to Team Rocket coming out. And Meowth is like, that was such a touching story. And... she's like, who are you? And they do the whole little getup.
And our trio's over it. You know, they're like, okay, here are these guys again. That was very, what do you want? What are you doing? And then James is like, shut up. We're not here for Pikachu this time. We're here for that Ditto. And he throws out Weezing, and we get Smokescreen. And, you know, what happens when Team Rocket encounters a new situation that people are unaware of? They're just easily able to get away with Ditto in all the confusion.
Yeah, and I kind of blame the trainer, because Well, actually, no. What? How were they able to grab Ditto like that? Like, I would think that, like, you, if you think of Ditto, I think of Nickelodeon slime. Like, that thing, yeah. Slime just falls straight through your hands.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Like, where's the center? You know, where can I grab a hold of Ditto and make sure that I have a firm hold?
Especially in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, because they didn't really have time to, like, construct a net or anything. They just fucking grabbed him.
Yeah. But they went straight from that, and they captured Ditto. And Ash is like, all right, we're going to get him back. And that's when we get the who's that Pokemon. It's Ditto.
No.
Oh, no, it's okay. No, it's Arbok.
Snorlax.
So we go straight from that to Team Rocket looking at this Ditto. And this Ditto is still looking defeated. Like, he is not happy. He or she, I don't know if it what the glob is.
But, yeah, I don't know.
But Ditto is still defeated from what its master told him. The master said, yeah, he or she is almost perfect, but not quite.
Just the eyes, man.
Yes. So, all right. So we go straight from that to Team Rocket kind of trying to cheer up this Ditto. And Meowth gets the bright idea of getting Ditto to transform into a Dratini.
Because they say, well, we couldn't capture...
I can hear your Pokemon.
It wasn't Pokemon, it was my phone. shush. They said, we couldn't capture Dratini, which is a nice callback to an episode most people probably didn't see. Because that was the Safari Zone.
Yup.
And they said, well, this Ditto is the next best thing. We can get him to transform, and then we'll be back on top of the pecking order. And we get a fantasy sequence of Meowth being the boss's favorite, and Jesse being Giovanni, and all this stuff. So
they start telling Ditto, and this one actually made me kind of laugh. So Jesse brings out a book and goes, can you transform into this? Not a book. It transforms into a...
She's got a photo of...
A crush.
Like a grade school crush or something. And she's like, could you tell me what this guy would look like all growing up? And we think Ditto's onto what she's saying, because he's like nodding his head, and then he just transforms into the photo. You know,
like
except with the dead eyes, you know?
Like a photo of the photo. Hey, fucking James and me out there on the floor. They're just dying. They're like, oh. They're like, he has no eyes. Look at his eyes. And fucking Jesse has no chill. And she just fucking clobbers me out. Then James, the fucking violence that she has there. And
she turns back to Ditto and goes, do you think that's funny? In the fucking elixir. And they start laughing again, and they get hit again. And then she's like, now listen, I got a little heated there. I said what I shouldn't have said. I need you to cooperate. And she's like, and she brings out the book, and she's got the Dratini. She goes, and she points specifically to the Dratini. So the Ditto's kind of being a dick here. She points specifically to the Dratini. He goes, could you pretty please transform into the, and he transforms into the book.
Oh, fucking book. And fucking Jesse just goes straight fucking vampire with the fucking teeth and just gets up and just starts scolding fucking Ditto. I'm warning you, you better transform perfectly this time or it's going to be the end of you. Or I'm going to turn you into jelly. Get it? Because he kind of looks like jelly.
I kind of like that one. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you.
And Ditto is like, okay. And then we go back to the trio with Duplica. And Doug, take it away, my man.
So, you know, Duplica's on the floor going, how could I let this happen? I feel so bad. I, you know, this, that, and the other. And the trio is basically, they're over it because, I mean, they've been through this already and they know they're going to, basically, they know they're going to beat him in the end. They're like, look, we got Zubat and Pidgeotto out doing recon work. You know, we'll figure this out. And at that point, Pidgeotto and Zubat come back. And then, pardon me, Pidgeotto talks to Pikachu. And Ash is like, did they figure out where Ditto is? And Pikachu kind of nods. And they're like, all right, roll out. And we're back at Team Rocket's hideout. And we're sitting, we're standing, and we have Meowth and a scared Ditto Meowth.
Yes.
Going, I do not have a face like that. You need to fix that.
And then, and I'm going to give them the like props, like the trio and Duplica, fucking they shut off the lights where Team Rocket is, and then there's like spotlights, and it's Ash and everyone dressed up as Team Rocket members.
And they do, they do, well, we skipped over the big fucking to-do.
Oh, sorry. Because
Meowth's like, you need to learn how, you need to fix that. And he, like, shows him his claws. And all Ditto has to do is kind of screw up his face for, like, 2 seconds, and it's fixed.
Yes.
So I'm going,
is that all it took?
What the fuck? Earlier, Duplica said, well, I've tried everything to get him to master faces. And I understand she's not the type of person that's going to go, listen here, fix your face or I'm going to hit you with this book. But seriously, is that all it took?
I guess so. That's all it took. And now Ditto, anytime Ditto can transform perfectly, apparently.
Yeah. And we're about to see that come into play in a minute.
So the four heroes are imitating Team Rocket, and Team Rocket gets mad because fucking Brock fucking butchers one of the lines. And because Brock is like, and make that doubly double. And fucking James groans and he's like, quit imitating us. You're not even getting the words right.
Yeah. I think Duplica mixed up one of the words because I think she said
to ignite all people.
And, yeah.
Within our nation. And Jesse's like, that's insulting.
And the four of them were kind of sitting there going, that was kind of fun. We should take this on the road.
And I'm just going to throw out there, fucking Misty. Misty looks decent in a fucking Team Rocket outfit.
You cut that shit out. She's a fucking 10-year-old cartoon.
No. But I'm just saying, like, she dressed up as Team Rocket, like, she rocks the fucking outfit.
I get it. She rocks the outfit.
And they're finishing up the lingo, and they're fucking irritating the mess out of Team Rocket, and then Pikachu comes up on the Meowth part, and I'm just like, oh, that is just so cute. That's just so fucking cute. And fucking Team Rocket just looks dumbfounded. And he's like, now I know why they like saying all that dumb stuff. It's fun. And Team Rocket just has had it. Maybe we should all become actors, Duplica goes.
Yeah, maybe we should all become actors.
So Team Rocket doesn't really take too fond of this. And they look over at Meowth, and Meowth is perfect.
Not only that, and I had a problem with this.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I should say they look over, and Meowth is fine. And instead of being upset and, you know, motherfucking him, Duplica's, like, thanking them profusely. You know, I've tried everything to get, you know, fix faces and all this stuff. And, you know, Team Rocket kind of breaks out and they start crying and they say, we're not even going to fight you. Just have your Ditto back. But before that, because I think somebody says something along the lines of, hey, give me my Ditto back. And Team Rocket's Meowth says, no way. And then the Ditto Meowth says, no way. So why can Ditto speak?
He's imitating Meowth.
Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah. It's a fine line that they're crossing. I'll just put that out there. Fine line.
Well, and I understand. And, you know, what do we always say? Basically, in every episode, it's a kid's show. We're not supposed to look too much into it and all that stuff.
But we're adults watching it now, so fuck it.
Pissed me off.
And fucking Team Rocket takes off in their balloon. And they said, have fun with Ditto. And Duplica knows that the Meowth that they have is not Ditto. And
yeah, fucking the actual Meowth.
So freaking Duplica takes Meowth and fucking just launches him.
Yeah, and so Meowth, out of instinct, just latches onto this balloon.
With its claws.
And Ditto bites Jesse and gets dropped, and then Duplica catches it. And then they're like, all right, this is ridiculous. And so they deploy... Team Rocket deploys like a cannon out of the bottom of this basket.
It's a fucking gun. How the fuck? How the fuck does this pass protocol? But the fucking Ditto. I mean, not Ditto. Dratini episode didn't fucking pass.
Well, I don't. Well, because it didn't get pointed directly at his head.
And this.
Yeah, hey.
And this.
If you want to keep fucking around, you're going to get shot.
Exactly. But it's at this point that we find out Ditto was just being a fucking asshole. Because Ditto transformed into an actual cannon that does not look like the fucking cannon that Team Rocket has. Like, what the fuck?
Well, how the fuck does Ditto transform into a cannon full stop? Transform into all Pokemon, I get. But transform into objects, I quit.
If I was a Pokemon trainer, I would think a tree is a Ditto, a bush is a Ditto. Don't you fucking see this thing? And, okay, so, and this is another part which is kind of fucking weird if you kind of think about it, Doug. So, the back of the cannon is open, the one that Ditto transformed into.
Oh, boy.
And fucking Pikachu just...
Oh, grow up.
No. How the fuck can Pikachu roll into the cannon, which is Ditto?
Grow up.
No, you tell me. I'm not even being sexual.
No, I'm still stuck on him transforming into a cannon full stop. I don't care about the logistics of going into the cannon because the cannon shouldn't exist in the first fucking place.
Like, they broke all fucking rules in this episode. Like, I don't fucking get it. And then not only did Pikachu get rolled into this cannon, which is Ditto, but gets shot out of the fucking cannon into the fucking air. Like, what the fuck did they have to prove here? Because fucking Team Rocket already has their Meowth back. And Team Rocket has a fucking net that shoots out of their cannon. Pikachu electrocutes it. And it electrocutes all of Team Rocket, including Meowth, who is still latched onto the top of the balloon. Meowth fucking scratches the balloon and the balloon just goes, ah.
And Team Rocket's gone, except for the last, like, 2 minutes, or the last...
30 seconds.
30 seconds, yeah. So they're gone, and then, just to kind of prove a point about, you know, Ditto finally having the face thing figured out, he turns into a Pikachu, and it's perfect. And Ash goes, well, that's great, but now I'm stuck because I can't tell which one is which. And Duplica just reaches down and picks up Ditto without even a fucking moment's hesitation. So Ash is a dick, number 796-2.
Yes.
And, you know, everybody's happy and hugging. And then we cut to them putting the finishing touches on the Imitay house. And our heroes are walking up the road. Ditto and Duplica are waving.
It's the classic goodbye scene. The trio is going out back on their journey, and Duplica and Ditto they should literally just make a scene where it's just with same background, just different actors or different people in the background, because it's the same fucking ending to all these episodes. Like, bye, hope we meet up another time, hope to see you again. And Ash is like, yeah, we will see you again. And he's fucking lying. He doesn't even go back for his damn Pidgeotto later on.
We ain't there yet.
I know we are.
So as they're walking up the road, Ash says, well, maybe one day I'll catch a Ditto and all that stuff. And then we cut and we see Team Rocket's in a field. We see the wrecked remains of the balloon, and we see that they're struggling to get Meowth in through a Dratini costume.
A poorly created Dratini costume, and then Meowth just gets mad and just
swipes them and just
scratch. Jesse and James, and James had no chill. James' face was just like, did you just fucking cut me?
And then, you know, then we have a three-way brawl, and then that's the episode. We get the pokey wrap.
Yes. So it's at this point that we are done with this episode, Doug.
It was a good episode.
Good episode. Great episode.
Probably up there in terms of all time so far.
Yes. So, all right. So this episode is what it is, and we are done. And we are on our way into our next band episode next week, which I think we should do a PSA at the end of this episode. Do you, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of touched on it. We kind of touched on it last week, but we kind of mentioned that, hey, that's for a couple weeks' time, and I think we're here. I think we'll say something now. I think we'll definitely say something in the description of next week's episode as well.
Yes. So, okay. Next week's episode is the illustrious episode, Cyber Soldier Porygon. Yes, we're going to review the episode. Me and Doug have sat down and we have watched the episode. But
I was supposed to do that?
Shut up. I knew I was supposed to do something.
Motherfucker.
So the episode, I mean, we're going to review the episode, but I'm just going to throw out there, we are by no means asking you to actually follow along and watch the episode as we're reviewing it, like a lot of you listeners like to do. So for this one instance, I mean, if you want to find the episode on your own, by all means, we're not going to put up any links. I don't even think we put up any links for any of the past band episodes, just for copyright's sake anyway. But this episode made a lot of people sick. And especially if you are prone to photosensitive images, or if you're prone to seizures, which I have myself, I am diagnosed with epilepsy, do not watch the episode. And then you're like, well, if you have epilepsy, why did you watch it? Because I watched it in a very lit room, and I know how to control my epilepsy. Now, I was a dumbass and watched it at night, forgetting what this episode was a while ago. And luckily, I did not have a seizure. But this episode is... It's bad in one scene. I mean, most of the episode is fine, but when they get to the battle scene, the show kind of goes downhill from there for anyone that is prone to any of that. Right, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, and I watched it for the first time in full, you know, just a couple hours ago, and I'm sitting there going, all right, this isn't so bad. And then, you know, we get that sequence and it's like, oh, I fucking get it.
So,
like, you know, and yeah, if you were in a dark room, and heaven help you, you weren't paying attention, yeah, I could see where the problems would start popping up.
So All right. So it's at that point we put our disclaimer out. We're definitely going to do a nice little PSA next week before we even review the episode, in case you skipped this episode and the last episode and you just go straight to the Cyber Soldier. But that's next week's episode, everybody. There's no Japanese translation. It's just called Cyber Soldier Porygon. So, yeah. I think we're done, Doug. So say
goodbye. We are.
Say goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Wrestling Chris G telling all of you, you do not want to miss next week's episode, because it's another banned one, y'all. Have a good night, everyone.